Well, in the market that has been going up dramatically since last March's lows, there have been a number of stocks that have been stars. And right now, well, David Treanor's looking at all of them, and he's talking about some of them. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we talk with David Treanor from New Constructs about, well, things that are dangerous. And they're dangerous on the New Construct scale, where it's evaluated on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What is dangerous is something where you look at the surface level and you're thinking, this is pretty attractive. And instead, you ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And find out that, yeah, it is entirely possible it's not as attractive as you think it might be. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, @newconstructs. David Treanor, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
We started a little thing that we're going to do for a few weeks last week, where we weren't just talking about anybody in the Danger Zone. We were kind of talking about some things that have been in the news, some of the meme stocks. So this week, again, we're going to head in that direction. But who's in the Danger Zone?
AMC Theaters.
Danger, danger.
AMC Entertainment, I guess, is technically the company. It's AMC, the ticker symbol. And, of course, this, along with GameStop, which we discussed last week, one of the things that has been most kicked around by the Reddit crowd and the rest of them, because, well, there's lots of talk about what was going to happen with movie theaters and when people were going to go back and all the rest. And now is when the payoff's supposed to be coming, David. We're all getting our vaccines and ready to go back to the movies. So why is this stock particularly still dangerous at this point?
Yeah, you know, this company was in trouble before the pandemic. The fundamentals were in a significant decline. They've been looking really close to bankruptcy as well over the last couple of years. You know, that was why it was heavily shorted. So, you know, when you see the stock spike up for no fundamental reason, this is sort of a perfect example of a meme stock, right? It's going up and it's, you know, it's almost a way for the meme stock investors to thumb their nose at Adam Smith's Invisible Hand, Ben Graham's Mr. Market, and say, look, we're going to make this stock go up regardless of its underlying fundamentals. And I think part of the challenge here, Chuck, is that, you know, a lot of individual investors, even if they wanted to try to understand fundamentals, you know, they get completely intimidated by the undertaking. You know, it's like trying to jump across the Grand Canyon. And as soon as they start to look at what's required, you know, when you want to understand an annual report or even a press release, because, you know, it's not just that one. You got to understand the history and you got to do all this work to get a firm grasp. So I think they just say, to heck with it. We're not going to do any of it. And all you guys that are doing the work, we're going to make you pay because you're not sharing it with us. And so we're going to push it up despite its fundamentals. And so, consistent with what we did last week on GameStop, we want to come in and help those in self-directed investors who want to have a sense of when a stock is good or bad by giving them some tools that help them gauge just how crazy and unrealistic valuations get when stocks hit certain prices.
Well, last week with GameStop, we were dealing with a company that, quite honestly, prior to it becoming a meme stock, you had liked. But AMC, as you point out, it went from being a stock that, well, you didn't like it because you were looking at it thinking it's in trouble. The market didn't much like it. And oh, by the way, it was trading at $2 a share and it got to like $21 a share, which is a little bit different than the 400 something that GameStop got to. So how out of whack is this valuation now where the stock is trading below $10 a share?
It remains very much out of whack. Just so you know, like at $20, the stock price implied that their revenue is going to be 5 times greater than their prior record revenue of $5.5 billion in 2019, and that they would be over 60% of the market, right? That assumes the global box office revenue continues to grow. So it's just like an absurdly high number, absurdly high market share, like I guess 60% market share, you know, and revenues that are close to double even what the global 2020 box office revenue was. Anyway, that's at 20. So still here at $10, we're looking at revenues that are supposed to be about 1.5 times the global 2020 box office revenue and market share that gets up to 37-38% of the global box office market by 2030. So it's clearly baking in a really, really good scenario. Like, for example, margins are close to negative, you know, and the margins got to go to 14%. And then it's got to grow revenue by 32% compounded annually for the next decade versus projected box office revenue growth for the, you know, the overall market at 21. And that's how you get to, that's what you got to do to justify 10 bucks a share.
The other thing to me that's particularly interesting about AMC as one of these meme stocks is that it is in the center of the storm about numbers. And when you say, hey, we need to look at fundamentals, well, if all the predictions about economic growth are right, and if Godzilla versus Kong can start to get people to go back to theaters, and they're going to go back more as they get off the vaccine, et cetera, this is a company that's going to see a massive year-over-year gain in revenues, because last year at this point, they were pretty much in a 100% dead stop. Obviously, you don't like the numbers, but do you believe that the numbers in this case will particularly throw off the Reddit investors and the hot stock crowd?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're going to look at these current results. It's kind of similar to what we're being seeing with Coinbase, right? Like, oh my gosh, their numbers in the first quarter were amazing, and the AMC comps are going to be amazing, but they are a drop in the bucket of what's already priced into the stock price. Another thing you've got to keep in mind, there's a huge amount of debt in this company. So the likelihood for equity investors to ever see any cash flows from this company, we think, is really low, because it's traded at a negative economic book value for many years now. I don't think there's a positive economic book value in its history in our systems. This has got a mountain of debt. They sold a whole bunch more shares. They're going to probably sell more shares, which is smart when your stock is incredibly overvalued. So investors just need to understand how, even if it seems like a good company, it may not be a good stock.
It sounds like when I ask you what the shares are really worth, you're going to tell me nothing.
That's right. You know, our model, like last time we said something like anything below 45, you could possibly think about with GameStop. We can't get anything above zero on this company just because the debt load is so huge and the cash flows are so poor.
Wow. It can be a popular stock. It can defy gravity for a while. But again, it's not going to do it forever. And when it comes home to roost, well, you might like the picture show, but the picture you're going to be watching here is a horror movie, because AMC Entertainment, ticker AMC, deservingly in the danger zone when they can't really come up with a fair value on it. David Trainer, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
That is David Trainer. He is the president and founder of New Constructs. He's the one who developed their systems. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so there's more information now on AMC. Well, we are heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, Jeffrey Cleveland from Payden and Riegel will be here talking the economy. Stick around. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.